Hello, my name is Yibao Bui from University of Toulouse. Today I'm gonna present one of our work in the virtualization domain. It's about virtualizing NUMA architecture. So what is NUMA? NUMA stands for non-uniform memory access. It means from a CPU perspective, it will take longer to access some region of memory than others. On NUMA machine, there are NUMA node. A NUMA node is just a group of processor with their own local memory. A CPU on a node can access memory on any node, but accessing will be slower than accessing its local memory. So application and system developer need to be careful so that application can have good performance on NUMA machine. For example, we don't want a situation where an application process is scheduled on a node, but access memory mostly on the other node, right? So how do hypervisor currently handle NUMA machine? First, we have what we call black box solutions. In this approach, the hypervisor hides the NUMA topology from the VM, and it has some NUMA optimization policy implemented. A NUMA policy suggests how memory, or in general, computing resources get allocated to the VM. For example, we have a RAW-Rubin or Interleave policy, where memory bases get allocated to the VM in a RAW-Rubin way among over a set of NUMA nodes. Or first-third policy, memory bases allocate to the VM according to the current location of application processes. Or we have automatic NUMA balancing, where the VCPU and memory of the VM can be moved around to optimize the performance. The main drawback of this approach is that application or system runtime library, such as Java hotspot, DCMalloc, SumaLoc, usually have their own NUMA policy, which are optimized for them. And so usually better than the general NUMA policy in the hypervisor. The second approach is called virtual NUMA or VNUMA for short. In this approach, the hypervisor expose a topology, a NUMA topology to the VM. This topology corresponds to the initial resource mapping of VCPU and memory on physical node. For example, if the VM use two physical node, the guest OS will see it has two NUMA nodes with the corresponding amount of CPU and memory on each physical node. So with VNUMA application, I can now use their own NUMA policy. The problem arises with VNUMA when the hypervisor change the resource mapping at runtime. It can migrate the VCPU and memory pages of the VM to different nodes. And the application and the guest OS don't know about the changes, leading to and continue to use an incorrect topology or a stale topology, leading to bad performance. Yeah. We measure the impact of a stale topology to application performance running inside a VM. Here we compare the performance of VNUMA, Interleave policy. Normally, the performance of application running with VNUMA will be better than with Interleave policy. However, when the hypervisor migrate the VCPU of the VM to different node, the performance leading to a stale topology, the performance of the VM with VNUMA, with a stale topology become worse than Interleave policy, as we can see here. Yeah. To solve this problem, we try to solve this problem by extending the para-virtualization principle. Para-virtualization is an approach for implementing virtualization where we need to modify the guest OS to cooperate with the hypervisor to do the virtualization job. We extended this principle, so now it's a cooperation of the hypervisor, the GuestOS, and the SIO. We call it XPV. The general idea of XPV is that when there are changes in topology, the hypervisor will notify the GuestOS, which in turn will take into account the changes, maybe update some internal data structure, and eventually the SIO will ask the GuestOS about new topology. This schema is planned for the SPV principle. Here, the black arrow, solid arrow, represent the how memory gets allocated to application processes on newer machine. The dark arrow show the component need to be involved or need to be updated in order to be XPV aware in the guest kernel. The red one represents the notification when there is a changes in topology. Here we have a topology manager of driver between the GuestOS and the hypervisor. It means a part of this driver will be located in the GuestOS and the other part will be implemented inside the hypervisor. We implemented XPV in several systems, such as SAN, KVM, Linux, FreeBSD, etc., with modest changes. Here are some details regarding how SPV gets implemented in such system. We start with the hypervisor, SAN in this case. First, SAN expose an UMA topology to the VM. This means the VM only see one NUMA node. During the VM execution, the topology driver keeps track of the VM topology data. It's the visual to physical node mapping and the physical memory range on each physical node so that the GuestOS can know which memory base is from which node. This information are stored in a shared memory region. So essentially, we need to intercept mainly the visual load balancer to update the visual to physical node mapping when there is visual migration to a different NUMA node. Regarding memory migration, is the GuestOS. The GuestOS will handle the changes when migrated by return to the byte locator. We'll talk later. One of the major challenges of implementing SPV is the memory allocator in the GuestOS. Remember that the GuestOS start with UMA. It only see one NUMA node, but we want that when allocating memory bases to application processes, it consider the actual NUMA policy, not the UMA one. So how can we do that? First, we need to take a look at how memory is managed in Linux. Memory is divided into zone. A zone can span across multiple nodes. Free memory bases in a zone are managed by the buddy system. The buddy allocator cut memory bases into blocks of different base size. The most demanded blocks are one page block. So in order to increase the performance, there are per CPU page frame cache for this kind of block, one page block. Okay, so what do we modify? SPV partition the per CPU page cache and the buddy system by the number of physical nodes. So in a normal NUMA system, the byte allocator first search for a node and then a zone in a node. With SPV, it search for a node, a zone first and then a node in embedded in the zone. So with this, application can specify the NUMA policy it want to use. The OS will respect the NUMA policy. Linux scheduler also use NUMA data, topology data for load balancing among the CPU. To simplify our implementation, we just use a single scheduling domain for on the CPU. Regarding NB, it needs to be updated to you the actual tool data in the same memory region instead of the UMA tool. So next is the system runtime library, Java hotspot in this case. The default heap manager in Java divide memory heap in young generation and old generation. New object will be placed in young generation. If object survive long enough, it will be migrated to old generation. Young generation has a separate space on each NUMA node called Eden space. And old generation use interleave policy across over a set of NUMA nodes. So, in XBB enable NUMA system, after each garbage collection, hotspot will check for new topology. And if there is a new topology, it will add and remove agent space accordingly to the new topology. And it may need to update the CPU to node mapping in order for object allocation. So we would like to evaluate the performance, compare the performance of XBB with all the techniques. We focus on the performance metric only. Here, the baseline VM is where no policy is used. It's just like we have a NUMA machine, physical machine, with NUMA feature disabled in the BIOS. It's the baseline VM, no policy is used. The set of benchmark is used is based on a paper of a VMware paper. In this paper, it select this set of benchmark to demonstrate the effectiveness of VNUMA. So we use this set of benchmark. Here, spec GBB share book server. And web serving share for IO application. Yeah. First, we compare SBB with VNUMA. In scale up there is no topology change. Here we see that XBB somehow better than VNUMA. Yeah, this can up to 70% different in terms of performance. We also compare XBB with black box solution. In case also is known there no topology. This case, this result are normal. These result normal because normally VNUMA or XBB will be better than other solution because the application know the application and the OS know the NUMA topology. It can optimize to increase the performance. Yeah. So for the dynamicity in NUMA topology, first we we do the migration, the visible migration. We launched three identical VM and overbook the CPU in order to cause the visual migration. After the migration rate depend on each application. It depend on the workload of the workload inside the VM. Here are some information about the workload, and we can see that SBB is outperform all the solution. Yeah. We observe the similar result with ballooning, memory ballooning. It's memory migration, yeah, caused by ballooning. Yeah, this okay. So in conclusion, we introduce SBB it's a technique for virtualizing NUMA architecture while taking account the NUMA chances, the NUMA tolerance chances at runtime. And we propose different and systematic approach for implementing SPV in various systems, and we have very good performance. Thank you.
Time for a few questions.
I have an initial question. So you're doing this in power virtualization, which is obviously great, but you have to be able to modify the libraries, the OS, you know, whatever else kind of thing. How much do you think you'd be able to use similar techniques in a sort of a fully virtualized system? Do you think you'd be able to do something almost as good, or would it not work at all?
We need to modify different software, but the modification is modest, I think, with the information. Very modest. I think it can be applied to generally to different solutions.
Any other questions in the audience? All right, let's thank the speaker.